pledge to the flag.
Please stand if you're able.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Borbo.
Here.
Councilmember Darris.
Here.
Councilmember Newsom.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Fung.
Here.
Mayor Moreno.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. For those of you attending in person tonight, welcome. And if you're listening in any of the many ways that you can, we're glad that you are joining us as you're able. We're going to start with a presentation, which is a proclamation declaring October 6th through 12th, 2024, to be Fire Prevention Week. And I have asked Councilmember Borbo to present that.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. This proclamation for Fire Prevention Week for our fire department. Whereas the City of Atascadero is committed to ensuring the safety and security of all those living in and visiting our city, whereas fire is a serious public safety concern, both locally and nationally, and homes are the locations where people are at greatest risk of fire, and whereas home fires killed more than 2,700 people in the United States in 2022, and whereas roughly 3 out of 5 fire deaths happen in homes with either no smoke alarms or with no working smoke alarms. And whereas smoke alarms sense smoke well before you can, alerting you to danger in the event of fire, in which you may have as little as 2 minutes to escape to safety. And whereas Atascadero residents should install smoke alarms in every sleeping room. And whereas Atascadero residents should make sure their smoke alarms meet the needs of all their family members. And whereas Atascadero residents should test their smoke alarms at least once a month and have a fire escape plan, so they are more prepared and will therefore be more likely to survive a fire. And whereas Atascadero's first responders are dedicated to reducing the occurrence of home fires. And whereas Atascadero's residents are responsive to public education measures and are able to take personal steps to increase their safety from fire, especially in their homes. And whereas the 2024 Fire Protection Week theme, Smoke Alarms, Make Them Work for You, serves to remind us of the importance of having working smoke alarms in the home. Now, therefore, on behalf of the City Council of the City of Atascadero, I hereby proclaim October 6th to 12th, 2024, as Fire Prevention Week and call upon the people of Atascadero to make sure their homes have working smoke alarms. Signed, Heather Moreno, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Borbo. I'll ask our fire chief if he'd like to say a few words.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor and Council, for the nice proclamation. Usually at this meeting, I like to recognize my engine companies and Battalion Chief Dave Van Son, who handles all of our fire prevention activities. They're unfortunately out on a fire as we speak, so we're missing them tonight, but I do want to recognize them. They put a lot of hard work. Chief Van Son puts a lot of hard work into fuels mitigation, keeping our city really safe through fuels and weed abatement, and among many other things. And the engine companies this week are visiting every school in town, talking to every kid through fourth grade, and really bringing home that message about smoke detectors. So appreciate the proclamation. Thank you very much, and we'll keep talking to kids and doing what we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is our consent calendar. Consent calendar contains items that are considered to be routine and non-controversial. I will open up consent for public comment, if any. If anyone has comment on consent, come forward.
Good evening, Council, Mayor, and staff. I'd like to make a comment regarding item number 2, which is the budget adjustment for the F-14 funds. I definitely want to give the plug that we're using some funds that weren't spent from the previous year, and we're adding to it from our F-14 funds, which is our taxpayers' funds, and that's where it should go. And it's a good job to continue what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on the consent calendar? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Is there anyone wishing to pull an item? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion.
I'll move approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Borbeau and a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Borbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Darris?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is updates from our city manager, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. I do have a few things. First, I want to cover our Tascadero annual River Creek cleanup. It was a huge success. On September 28th, 2.88 tons of trash were cleaned out of the Salinas River and Atascadero Creek. So I have a huge thank you. I think I have a slide here. To all the volunteers that made this happen, from Alps, the Beaver Brigade, we had local Cub Scouts, scouts from Troop 123, and students from and staff from the high school and the middle school. So really appreciate those efforts to remove nearly 3 tons of trash. Do we have our slides? We'll see if we can pull those up. We have some good pictures here. While they're trying to figure that out, I wanted to give a recap of two events that were last week that were really positive. The heat definitely impacted some of these, but many of you were out there, and I appreciate it. Our national night out was last Tuesday. It was always a hit. We had members of our community come out to get to know their safety officers. We had a number of our police officers and firefighters there, a lot of our equipment, to learn about city services that are provided. I know bike helmets were being given out, stickers, a lot of games, safety information. Appreciate Wild Fields giving out mac and cheese, and I think Grocery Outlet was doing hot dogs, so it was really nice, and I appreciate their support. And then Colony Days, so we had Colony Days and First Fridays. It was very hot. Oh, there's our creek cleanup there, some carts, and then here's some of our events, night out. There's our city team ready to serve. And then our First Fridays, we had a great band, and the Colony Days Parade was nicely done with 50 years of floats and 50 parade entries. So a lot of fun. We had Tent City going, some vendors, and a wiener dog race, along with some costume contests. I believe Mayor Pro Tem Funk was a judge in the costume contest. So a lot of fun. And we're already talking about next year and how to really take it up a notch for our community. So really appreciate Colony Days. Some project construction update for El Camino. This is through October 11th. Hardscape, irrigation, and electrical work continues at the northeast corner of El Camino Real and Traffic Way. So there can be continuing lane shifts and delays. Hardscape, irrigation, and electrical work continues at East Mall as well. The crosswalk on East Mall will be closed during construction. And I think while we're there, and I think it's just really important that I observed the other day, I wanted to get out there early and see, there were still students crossing there, and we're really doing everything we can to say, this is closed. So please use West Mall if you're crossing. Do not use East Mall. We've closed it for people's safety, and I really hope that people will make that choice to cross near Sylvester's. It's not that much further. And we have a crosswalk relocation map that you can see. And we also sent that out in the school newsletter. So all schools in the superintendent's newsletter reiterated not to cross at East Mall. Hardscape and drainage work continues on the east side of El Camino Real and spot locations, and there's no parking areas marked. So let's just be mindful of our bicyclists and pedestrians during construction. It's really important to slow down and stay alert. The light at East Mall is working. There's been a few cars that I think that's a suggestion or a flashing. It is a traffic signal. So let's make sure we're following the traffic signal. Atascadero.org/ECR project is always a place for information. But if you walk El Camino, you can see the future. Several of the bowl ball outs are in, and it's really exciting. Okay, a few things coming up on the calendar. Charles Paddock Zoo is Zoo Boo. We've expanded it to 2 nights so we can make sure all the gargoyles and goblins can get there. October 25th and 26th from 5 to 8:30. So 2 dates is great. You can buy tickets ahead of time at the zoo or online. Yeah, there's our ad there. I know the team is working really hard. There'll be Halloween decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, a costume contest for children and family, Halloween themes and activities, a haunted maze. If you don't mind being scared, we'll have a haunted barn, too, and lots of music and treats. So great family activity, 25th and 26th, and get your costume ready. Another big event on the 26th, the annual Bovine Classic Trail Ride. This is always something I know that people come to the community for. This is deemed America's fourth hardest cow-themed gravel ride, believe it or not. So a cow-themed gravel ride. How about that? It's all here in Atascadero. If you are interested, the ride is limited to 550 entries with 3 routes for gravel riders at every level. Rides range from Big Bovine at 93.6 miles, Feisty Bovine 69.3 miles. I won't be doing either one of those. I'm not even sure I could do the Happy Bovine at 49.6 miles and the Baby Bovine at 38.4 miles. So, Or you can walk around the Sutton Gardens with the city manager and we'll just have a good time. All right. Whichever bookline you choose, get signed up now before you miss out. This can sell out. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. and the festival's from 12:30 to 6. So all in the Tascadero. Finally, this is one of those weeks that people say, when was that again? Darn, I missed it. This is your chance. This is our residential waste drop-off. So in our trash bills, we pay for, as part of our contract, these waste drop-offs. This is your chance for free, your free chance to drop off residential waste. So this is for waste management customers only. You can go to the waste management office to get your voucher. Or you can call them at 805-466-3636, but you do need to get your voucher. And the pickup dates are the 14th through the 18th, so that's when you can actually dump. Voucher pickup dates, pardon me. And then you can go to the dump the 19th to the 26th for free. So all other events are at atascadero.org and visit atascadero.com. Thank you, Mayor and members of council.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, I will say that the Chamber's Sip and Shop was very well attended. It was really a huge showing, so many members of the public out, and everybody really had a great time. So thank you to the Chamber and everyone else who helped to make that event possible and so successful. Mayor Pro Tem.
We had a question last time about whether or not vouchers could be distributed during the week that people can drop off their waste. As well as prior to that. Did we ever get an answer on that? Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't remember what they said. I will check and let you know before the end of the night.
Okay. Watch it. Watch for an update at the end of the evening, but get your voucher early because it's a great opportunity to get stuff out of your home, closet, yard, etc.
We're on next to Community Forum. This is the portion of our meeting reserved for persons wishing to speak to the council on something that is not on the agenda tonight, but over which the council has jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and we ask that you would state your name for the record, and we do a lot up to 30 minutes for Community Forum. So welcome to our first speaker.
Hi, good evening. My name is Dawn Belanger. I'm the director of the Workforce Development Board of San Luis Obispo County. I'm here tonight to thank the council members for the proclamation this evening celebrating National Apprenticeship Week. We celebrate National Apprenticeship Week each year with our colleagues throughout the country in November. But in SLO County, we're doing some events a little bit earlier this year in October, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about those. We're hosting a Construction Trades Apprenticeship Forum on Thursday, October 24th from 12 to 3 p.m. This will be held at the IBEW Hall, our Electricians Training Hall, which is at 6363 Edna Road in San Luis Obispo. This is an opportunity for folks to come who are interested in learning about apprenticeship careers and trades opportunities. We'll have a forum of panelists from various trades apprenticeship programs to talk about their experience and why apprenticeship and work in the construction trades has been meaningful to them. We'll be providing lunch, and we encourage you all to attend. The members of the council should be receiving an email this week with links to register. You can also go to the Workforce Development Board website at sloworkforce.com. That's sloworkforce.com, and you can register for that event. And you can read some information about some of the additional info I'd like to share with you. From a workforce perspective, San Luis Obispo County Workforce Development Board is tackling a few things around apprenticeship. First is why apprenticeship? Apprenticeship provides an opportunity for earn and learn opportunities. We all know that SLO County is a very expensive place to live, and these opportunities and training with the building and construction trades provide you an opportunity to be employed while you're earning an income and on a career pathway to a higher wage job. This is important, and why these construction jobs are important is because SLO County has a job quality issue. The majority of our jobs in SLO County, unfortunately, are low-wage, low-skill jobs that do not lead people to viable incomes. On average, our jobs in SLO County pay 32% less than the statewide average and 17% less than the national average. Contrary to that, 57% of the workers in the county are employed in lower-paying jobs or lower-skill jobs. However, 77% of construction jobs they pay more than the county's median wage, and 38% of construction jobs exceed the county's living wage. This is why the Workforce Development Board looks at these job opportunities. We have one more piece that we have to tackle in addition to that, which is keeping these jobs local. This is our local hiring initiatives that the Workforce Development Board has done some research on. Again, you can find that at slowworkforce.com. Essentially, that speaks to the importance of public infrastructure projects using local hire provisions. Without local hire initiatives in place, the county's going to lose much of these economic and fiscal attributes that come from local residents obtaining these jobs. These include metrics around local, federal, and state tax revenue, as well as viable wage and income for our individuals to spend locally. So thank you for your time tonight. We hope to see you on October 24th at the Trades Apprenticeship Forum, which you can find out at slowworkforce.com. Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome to the next speaker. And anyone else wishing to speak, please go ahead and come forward and get lined up.
Hi, my name is David Baldwin. I'm the business manager for the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, HVAC Refrigeration Fitters, for San Luis Obispo County. I want also to thank the council for the recognition on Apprenticeship Week. And Don covered quite a bit there, so maybe I'll just speak really briefly on some of the specifics for plumbing and pipe fitting and what goes on here in the county. So we have around 50 apprentices right now that train at our training facility in San Luis Obispo. They're from pretty much every city in the county. Generally, it's younger folks that are going to come in out of high school or junior college that enter into these programs. It is an earn while you learn model, so it's really valuable in that they go to work immediately for area employers. So I'm sure they're working on some of your projects here. We're working all up and down the county on everything from hotels to Cal Poly to Diablo to water treatment plants to sewer plants, the whole works. It's a five-year program for plumbers and pipe fitters. So through that five-year program, you work on the job for your on-the-job training, and you also go to school. 216 hours a year is what they go to school. So through that five-year program, each year as you complete your classes and you're on the job training, you move up in pay and benefits. And it's a real benefit to the community. Because providing the skills that we provide as they go through the program really flows out into the community. You know, once they reach journeyman level, they may end up starting their own business. They end up supplying our local businesses to make sure that they have a skilled workforce to draw from. So it's a really good fit for a working class community like Atascadero. And we look forward to seeing all of you at our event on the 24th. I hope anybody listening or here that has anything to do with the school, make sure the kids know about this event coming up on the 24th. It's a great opportunity to learn about apprenticeship. There'll be apprentices there from different craft unions that people can meet and hear from them directly how it's working in their lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak, please come forward.
Good evening to everybody. My apologies for my tears. I am a victim of severe domestic violence in the city of Atascadero. There have been severe crimes done to my personal body, as well as my personal property, my vehicles, my homes, and my children have also been victimized by perpetrators that are trespassing on our properties at nighttime. They are wearing clothing that renders them not identifiable. After all of the cameras that I have put up around my property, which I have concreted into the ground on posts, have been disarmed. My alarm system continues to be disarmed at my house. My home continues to be broken into. I am being victimized. My family is being victimized. Now, I told myself before I got up here that I was not going to shed any tears. But for the love of God, I am a person, and I should not be treated like this. I am respectfully asking for additional assistance from law enforcement and solving these serious crimes that are being done to me. I am stalked and followed everywhere I go. And for those of you that may not believe this, thank God it's not you. But this stuff is real, and I am completely done with it. This has been going on for too long. Roughly the majority of this horrible stuff, 2 years. While my personal property continues to get damaged, and I have no answers, I am respectfully asking for additional law enforcement on this case that is under investigation. I'm also offering a $10,000 reward to any person that can assist law enforcement in identifying who is behind these crimes being done to me, my children, my elderly mother, and our personal property. Because I am a resident of Atascadero since 1985. This is where I hung my hat years ago. This is where I've called my home. And all of that is being taken from me. So any person that possesses any information, I'm offering a $10,000 reward. Law enforcement knows how to get a hold of me.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak at community forum? Seeing none, I will go ahead and close community forum and bring it back to the council and to staff. The previous speaker, I did get your letter about an hour before this meeting, and so I will ask law enforcement to follow up directly with you and see what other resources might be available in terms of referrals. So ask the chief to please do that. Thank you. And let's see, with regards to, thank you, Mr. Oslin, for your comments and for those of you who came in support of a strong workforce. We appreciate all that you do. Okay, let's move on to, we have no public hearings tonight, but we do have a management report. We'll start with our marketing update from Community Services Director, Ms. Terry Banish.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Thank you for the opportunity to share all the good work that we're doing through our marketing and event efforts, both the City and the Tourism Board. So as we pull up the presentation at this point, we have an overview that we will be covering this evening, focusing on both our city and tourism marketing efforts and how we are performing, and a look ahead to some of the new things to look forward to. It'll be myself and then Ashley Akers, our Chief Strategy Officer of Verdun Marketing, will join me on the tourism piece to give the rundown of all the things that we have going on. So our overview, this shows all of that. We'll keep flipping through. Oops, I went a little too fast. 9 years ago, on October 11th of 2015, we rolled out our new Visit Atascadero logo and a whole branding campaign that continued. And we set out to achieve our marketing goals for the city, being stay, spend, and enjoy our city, and also for our tourism to sleep, stay, spend. And we have done a great job doing those things through those past 9 years. Just hard to believe it's been that long. With the city's goal, events have become the focus of our marketing efforts, and currently in this calendar year of 2024, we have 40 city and city-sponsored events. I had to count them before this evening just so I could tell you that. The city events are put on by the city 100%, and the city-sponsored events are the city that the city assists with by providing the venue and the resources to make those events happen. This slide shows just asterisks of city and city-sponsored events that are all listed there. We also categorize these events. So our community events are first and foremost in an effort to get folks out of their homes and enjoy their city at no cost to attend, creating memories and all those good things. These events include those that have been with us for many years, like Colony Days and their 51st year for the festival and 50th year for the parade, to summer concert series, as well as our newer events like First Fridays and the Cornhole Tournament. The signature event category was also created that casts a wider net. It brings in the tourism piece of things and more impact to our city with people attending and shopping in our downtown. These are funded through a combination of our Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District with hard dollars and the city providing the venue for events like the Atascadero Fall Festival, as well as directly funded by the city's marketing plan and like the Tamale Festival, Cruising Weekend, and Brew at the Zoo. We also market our city through off-site events under co-op or sponsorship in conjunction with the TBID. Spartan Race, the California Mid-State Fair, and Christmas at the Ranch are some of those events. We promote them with Visit Atascadero swag, like out at Spartan Race, and we sponsor events like the Get Crafty Mixology Contest over at the Mid-State Fair. And then we're now the official lodging partner of Christmas at the Ranch at Santa Margarita Ranch. The city is also involved in other event opportunities like our Atascadero Day at Cal Poly Mustangs that's coming up again on November 9th, so mark your calendar. These are highlights from last year where we had our Atascadero High School cheer team out there and they kicked off the football game, so that was a lot of fun. With all of the marketing that we do for our events and things in the city, we do that in a number of ways. Each of our events we promote here, done paid media, a lot of traditional media with our print advertising in the New Times, our radio commercials, our interviews, our podcasts. We have Adam on Teal, another podcast, What's Up North County. We're on all of these different communication areas so we can get the word out. KSBY television commercials and out-of-home advertising that we've done with our billboard and our banners. We also promote via our brochures at the hotels and the California Welcome Center in Pismo Beach and Five Cities to drive traffic to our city, and targeting with digital ads that run countywide. We also work continually on positive, on posting events, resources, and things through our owned media, including our 12 social media platforms and 3 websites, atascadero.org, charlespaddockzoo.org, and visitatascadero.com. So we're busy promoting our city, and it's a lot of fun and has had a lot of good results. We also have earned media, and that is through all of our media partners and working with them on different events and things that are coming up, both before the event and after the event, and including them even in our judging for tamales. Always is fun. With our results, we have quite a bit of performance that you can kind of see here, and I'll just broad brush through it. Visit Atascadero.com. We share that website with tourism, so when you look at where the geography is coming from, it's a lot of Atascadero and Paso Robles and San Luis Obispo, and then it's followed by, you have Central Valley, Los Angeles, and the Bay Area. We can see just with all of the good work going into that with both Verdon Marketing and the TBID and us here in the city that we have doubled our page views from fiscal year 22-23 over 23-24. And our unique visitors have also doubled. So that those are very good results, a lot of engagement going on. The homepage just last year hit 320,000 basically views, and then number 2 with that was 47,000 views. Followed by that is things to do and these itineraries, trip itineraries that have been put in place that have shown a lot of growth as well. Social media, on our social media performance indicators also shows our followers on both Facebook and Instagram. You can see those are kind of for City of Atascadero, about 4,400, 4,500. We have Visit Atascadero year-to-date with 8,100 followers on Facebook. You can see the audience, Atascadero, Paso Robles, Central Valley, Los Angeles, and Instagram about the same amount of followers. And a lot of views, a lot of engagement going on Instagram. And then Charles Paddock Zoo is right there with Visit Atascadero. It's 6,800 followers, and then their audience is similar, local and county residents in Central Valley. Their Instagram is at 3,000 followers, but it also started in July of 2019. All right, now's the time for tourism. So we have Ashley Akers coming up, Chief Strategy Officer with Verdon Marketing, and she is our agency of record for the Tourism Board. And Ashley, take it away, and I'll do my best.
Thank you. Good evening, Council. It's really great to be here. I have been here involved with the Atascadero since 2015, so I have had the pleasure of working alongside Terry to advance all the great marketing work we're doing to try to drive visitation to the destination. So excited to be here. All right, so what we thought we would start with is just an overview of the county. So this is just recently reported through SloCal. They just sent out their annual report for this last fiscal year. So we did see a slight decrease in year-over-year TOT revenue for the county. That was something that they had. We knew that that potentially was coming. We had a very big surge after the pandemic because we were a rural destination, and when our gateways were closed, we benefited from people coming to our area to come and explore. We had a variety of outdoor experiences, so people were really coming here rather than the LA San Francisco area. So we're at this point where we have a lot of great things to come, but we were anticipating some softening in the tourism this past year. Overall, flat in travel spending, but a 2% increase in jobs created in the travel and tourism space. So it was great to hear a little while ago about our workforce. I think it's such a core, huge component of what we're doing and what we're trying to do, create jobs for the area. And so it's nice to see that those are paying off in this area. And those on the left side, you can see how we stacked against the other communities in the county. So this may be a little hard to read, but one thing we are really excited about is Atascadero experienced the highest year-over-year increase in transient occupancy tax in SloCal. So if you go to the bottom graph there, the change versus the previous fiscal year, we had a 7.5% increase in TOT. And you can see how the other communities fared for the year. Right behind us was San Luis Obispo at 6.7%. But overall, this really, at the end of the day, we are here to bring people to stay in our hotels. That creates that TOT, which we know is very important and vital for the city for economic development and growth purposes, and then also increases our assessment that we have the opportunity to use for marketing. So, great job. And then overall, visitors coming to Atascadero. So as I mentioned, we had that 7.5% increase year over year. How that breaks out, because we do have this information now, is hotels and motels. Our TOT was up 5% year over year. However, our strongest increase came from our short-term rentals. So that was up 23% year over year. And a quick look ahead. So just kind of overview of things to come. Our team is very excited to work on the new Visit Atascadero website. I think Luke can share that a website has a specific life, and we've been working within the site for 9 years. So it's perfect time to work on a refresh. So we're in the midst of developing that new site now. We are moving forward with some new proactive PR initiatives. We had a really great influencer come to town in July, had some really great results. They loved staying in Atascadero. They shared it with their followers. It's a traveler from the Bay Area, Discover California. So we're getting some really great traction. I will say I get more emails now asking, can I have a trip to Atascadero? I want to see what that place is all about. And it's great to just see that interest over the last 9 years. And then development of a new marketing campaign. The team's hard at work at moving forward with a paid strategy to support that, and social media and email marketing efforts to enhance and optimize for the shifts and changes that happen in that landscape with video and the buildup of our subscriber base, which we are now seeing through our e-newsletter.
Very good. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah.
And then also the events in Zoo, we have a lot to look ahead for. We have a new Art Hop downtown event that's part of First Fridays now, and they've added to the event. These are the downtown businesses that have been a part of it. So about 30 participating businesses. I wish they would do it every First Friday, but we'll see as we go. We will have another one on November 1st, which will be our Dia de los Muertos. So that's exciting. We have our new Garden Lights and Winter Nights that's coming up. It's Sunken Gardens Holiday Lights kicks off December 6th with the lighting of downtown through January, actually 19th. I'm going to make the holidays go longer. And then they'll take it down the next day. But we're also going to expand event listings for visitatascadero.com to include places like Vina Robles Amphitheater and their concerts and those events that draw people from to our area from out of the area, which makes sense. For the zoo, we have two nights of Zoo Boo. This is a new thing because we have so much popularity with the Zoo Boo that we added a night. And we also have put our tickets online and available at the zoo. If you don't want to pay a service charge, you can go to the zoo ahead of time. So we should have a really good attendance both nights. So this will be a trial thing for us. We also have the new Monarch Butterfly Pollinator Garden and Reserve at the Charles Paddock Zoo. And that's going to come with some different events and promoting, obviously, when that goes in place at the Ranger House and our Highway 41 off-ramp at the 101, and then rebranding the zoo. So a lot more to come, a lot of work ahead, and we are excited to talk about it. Any questions?
I just can't stop smiling.
Good.
So I remember another date, and that was August 29th of 2014. And this is, you were a twinkle. You became a twinkle that day. And so here's the vision that we put forward. We said, Atascadero, this is a 10-year vision. Atascadero is a beautiful and authentic city of outdoor recreation, culinary adventures, and welcoming hospitality. It's a safe place where the arts and history thrive, and the diversity of experience, generosity of spirit, and small-town ambience are here to be enjoyed by visitors and residents alike. And since then, and that was the day that as a council we made the decision to hire someone to be put in charge of this, and eight short months later, it felt like an eternity, but we had Terry Banish on board, and the partnership that we've had with Verdon, with the TBID, with the city has, it's amazing to see what has come about, and I can only imagine what the future holds. The comments that we get from people, there was a candidates forum last night, and one of the candidates said, you know, hey, just anything Terry Banish is doing, get behind that, because, you know, everybody knows that you have done an incredible job to bring so much to our city for our residents to do. That was one of the key things. We wanted things for all of us to do. Tourism is important, but it's secondary to making sure that we have a quality of life here that we all enjoy, and we have a place to stay and spend our money locally and do things. So you've done a tremendous job, you, and I know you have a team that helps you, and so thank you.
We have a major team out there. Thank you.
On
behalf of all of them. Thank you.
Well, I will look to my council members to see if we have any questions. Council Member Borbeau?
Yes, I do. And also, thank you. I mean, really, the events you've brought to the city have really, you know, changed the dynamic, I think, for our whole community and put us on the map for tourists. And that helps attract businesses here as well. And so thank you for all that. If you could go back to the slide, I think it was from Verdon's, the one that showed the kind of matrix of all the TOT revenue in different cities. You know, being a financial numbers guy, this is the kind of chart I love to see. I'm curious, and maybe this might be more of a Jerry Rangel question. Ours, it looks like, are we the only one that collects TOT quarterly? Because,
yes,
you know, obviously there's data points for every month for every other city. So we collect quarterly, which, you know, I'm okay with that, and I understand that. I'm just surprised all the others then collect monthly, though. Is that what that data indicates? Okay. And then I'm always chagrined to note that, you know, we're doing great. We're doing great improvements, but Pismo Beach still makes more in July than we do all year. And I always
we're working
on
it.
Always point that out to people, why Pismo swims in money, and you know, we have to work for it. So thank you all for that 7.5% improvement. Appreciate that. And also, I was a little surprised to see on the chart, the previous chart, that both we and Arroyo Grande, who don't, you know, aren't rich in TO2 revenue, we actually have, outside of Grover Beach, the highest percentage of, well, I guess Morro Bay, but higher percentage of short-term rental, you know, being in TOT revenue than Pismo, you know, San Luis Obispo and Paso, and I assume that's just because they have so many hotel rooms.
Yeah, part of that is the hotels. I want to say, though, too, and we most recently, under Visit SoCal's community performance report, it showed that with the top 15 destinations in the county, Atascadero is ranked third in July lodging stays following Pismo Beach and Paso Robles, and ranked fourth in August. Mm-hmm. So we're making some headway and making some ground, and we have, you know, quite a bit of, we have obviously government stays too that stay here in Atascadero. So it's always comes up often.
Yep.
Right. All right. Well, thank you. Good report and good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, likewise. Great work. Really exciting and tremendous impact. We were talking at Colony Days with people who are appreciating the way Atascadero has so many events that are free to participants. And there's stuff to buy, and we want people to spend. But it's also a place where you can come and enjoy things, and it doesn't matter who in the group has money. You know, you can be with your friends. And that's really valuable. Looking at this slide that Councilmember Bourbeau was asking about for a moment, this is obviously a percentage mix in that graph of the TOT. Can you tell us how the absolute value of our TOT compares with the other communities for the short-term rental category?
As far as the dollar amount?
Yeah.
I don't have a comparison on me to look at what that is, but we're 2.1 million roughly, but I don't know how that benchmarks, but I can definitely get back to you on that.
It's probably fairly similar to AG because we're in the same ballpark in terms of total TOT, but quite a bit less than say Paso, which has a larger
quite
overall,
a bit less
even
than Paso.
Though smaller
much percentage. Less actually.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and open up to the public. Anyone else wishing, or anyone in the public wishing to speak on this item? I see a student who has to be here for school purposes, and I'm wondering if he has anything to say. Putting him on the spot. I won't do that. All right. We'll go ahead and close public comment. Thank you very much, Ashley. Appreciate you being here. Let's see. And this is just a receive and file, correct, Laura? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Those are the kind of items we love to receive. Next is our Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District Assessment Increase, and this will also be our Community Services Director, Terry Banish.
Thank you again, Mayor and Council. All right. I will wait for Luke to pull that one up. We are here this evening because the lodging community came to us on how we can position our destination for future growth with more opportunities to use our event space and to be able to accommodate more hotel rooms. And as I mentioned before, through our marketing efforts, we have become and continue to be an events-driven city. The most recent results from the Visit SoCal, that number three in July to other destinations and number four in August, are a big deal. So basically through our TBID monthly meetings, a budget ad hoc committee was established, and as a result, the ATBID discussed and approved an increase in the assessment from 2% to 2.5% to move forward to council to look at that for the purpose of investing in our local zoo and the adjacent areas of our lake park as the event center. Whether that be more restrooms, parking, et cetera, it would allow us to invest in that infrastructure. And this slide gives you that overall on what that looks like. In summary, we're asking on behalf of the ATBID Advisory Board to present the 0.5% increase and move forward with an increase in the assessment to help fund these physical improvements. Our recommendation this evening would be to approve the modified ATBID annual report and adopt the draft resolution. Following tonight, there will be a letter mailed with a draft resolution and annual report noticing the lodging owners 45 days in advance on the December 10th public hearing. Lodging owners will be given the opportunity to protest the increase in person at either of these meetings, or they can mail a protest against the assessment to the ATBID City of Atascadero, 6500 Palma Avenue in Atascadero. A public meeting will take place on December 2nd and a public hearing on December 10th. to receive public comment prior to the adoption of the ordinance revising the assessment rate and prior to the assessment being collected. The purpose of the separate meeting is to provide testimony regarding the proposed increase. And that concludes my report.
Ms. Banish, I'm going to say a few things if I can.
Okay, I really appreciate. I might have missed a couple things.
Thank you. I really appreciate our lodging community stepping up here. And I want to be very clear. This assessment is not paid by our residents. This is not a tax. This is an assessment to visitors who pay this on their hotel bill. And these assessments are then used to increase hotel stays, hotel nights, and the visitor experience that we as residents get to enjoy. So really appreciate the lodging community stepping up. A council cannot assertively do this assessment either. This has to be petitioned to you by those assessed. So the lodging community is coming to you suggesting that you do this. It was a unanimous vote of the TBID board because they believe that we're doing a great job with events. You just saw the presentation earlier, and they want to continue to contribute and invest to have more and better. And we have the council has invested so well in Lake Park and our zoo. And so having these additional funds over time will continue that momentum. So I just really appreciate the TBID board and the finance committee in particular, Mr. Sohi, Mr. O'Malley, were very helpful in this process. And we're pleased to be before you tonight with it. Thank you.
Thank you for the additional information. Looking at the numbers, it seems like at current rates, we'd be looking at maybe $100,000 a year. Would that be correct? Would come in from this additional
roughly.
Assessment. Okay. And then how do we see this working? Who would be, would this, the TBID be working with the city to figure out, okay, what are the next things to be done at this event center that would boost heads and beds? How would this work?
Yes, you have your business plan before you. There is actually an amendment to it that will now allow for improvements to Lake Park and the zoo. The money is all, while we're increasing it by 0.5%, and the finance committee recommended that 0.5%. It does open up the TBID to be used for those improvements, whatever resource. So we would put together a list of improvements that we believe could be considered by the TBID advisory board, whatever that, if that's a parking opportunity, expanded bathrooms, something at the zoo, and we would ask that board to affirm that, and that would come to you. So that would be an advisory board on these dollars. And I can see that we would do that every spring when we approach them with the budget already. We just roll it into that process when we review how we spent the money and how we plan to spend the money the following year.
Okay, thank you. And does it have to be specifically set aside as this 0.5% for this purpose, or is it just all included and it might ebb and flow a little bit, but that's their decision to make as the ones assessing the
Yes,
percent.
You're correct. It's not separated.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate all of those clarifications. We'll look to council members for any questions on this item. Council Member Bourbeau.
Yes, thank you. Well, you asked one of my questions. What does this bring the total assessment to, including our RTOT? Does this bring it to 14% for a guest?
Yeah. 14%.
2.5%.
So it's 2.5% assessment for Atascadero, 1.5% for SoCal, and 10% TOT.
Right. Okay. Got it. Thank you. And I think that'll do it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just if you happen to know how that total assessment compares to the other communities around us in SLO County, is it similar?
It's right in there. Pismo's at the same rate. They're looking to increase their rate by actually a percentage. And so when you, it's, I would say it's a median to low in California. And in our communities, it's pretty darn close. We're up a half or off a half.
Yeah. I had 16% was the highest in our county, but I could be wrong.
Okay. So it's an increase is not likely to discourage people from staying here as opposed to other places because, we're...
Right, no, it's still very conservative.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
It always seems to be one of those things on the back end you find out. You book your hotel room and this is lovely, and you're like, what's that? And then you forget about it. But, it happens to all of us no matter where we go. This isn't like a 218 vote where it's a numbers-based. So what I'm imagining is if you've got lodging owners that come and speak for or against, and then we're weighing that in making the decision to go forward or not. Would that be correct?
I believe, and city attorney can correct me if I'm wrong, but we would collect anybody who didn't who was against the protest, who was protesting it, and then we're calculating those based on a percentage of paid into the at-bid fund. So it would take a lot more of the smaller payers to get to your over 50% versus.
So it is like a 218 vote then?
Yes, it's a protest vote. Yes,
okay. Yeah, it's a protest vote, and it's based on more than 50% of the total assessment and protests filed by more than 50% of those who will pay that assessment.
Yep. Got it. Thank you. All right. I'm not seeing any other questions, so I'll go ahead and open up to public comment. Any members of the public wishing to speak on this item, please come forward.
Jeff Hoslin, resident of Atascadero, of course. When it comes to TOT, I think, Mayor, you hit the nail on the head pretty well, or you don't really see it until you're out of town, and being that most places put a TOT tax on, it is what it is. Now, for the city of Atascadero, I actually don't think it's a bad thing, because I was fumbling through all the other cities. And we're in the low percentage at 1% right now, I believe. And we're in the kind of the low percent. And our city manager did allude to that a couple other cities are looking at raising the TOT tax. I don't think it's going to hurt us at all, especially with what we have to offer. And it does help our city maintain our financial, freedom a little bit better than where we're at, and take a noose off. And if we're improving a couple of facilities such as the zoo and the lake park, and having a few dollars to help that along with the marketing funds that Terry's been wisely spending, I think it helps us a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Okay, see, now I'll go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to council. I want to thank the lodging industry. I think this is, for them to be willing to invest in this what we kind of consider an event center, there's a lot of potential there. And so I want to thank those lodging owners for coming forward and saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. This helps all of us. And I would like to see us move forward on this. I will ask if there are any other comments or potentially a motion.
I'll move. We approve the modified at-bid budget and approve and adopt the draft resolution declaring our intent to increase the assessment.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Bourbeau and a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bourbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Darris?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. We're on to our council announcements and committee reports. This is where we as a council let you know any reports of committees on which we serve and anything that you, the council, and you, the public, might want to know about that, and if we've been up to anything in the community that we want to give you a very short update on. So with that, I will start with on my right with Councilmember Newsom.
Thank you. I've had a busy last few weeks. Had a look back at my calendar. We had a City of Atascadero Finance Committee meeting on September 26. It's always great for us to get together and crunch numbers for us, a number of people. Had a City Schools Committee meeting on October 2nd. We talked about the routes to school. We talked about pool use coming up in the future. And it was a great collaboration. And then I will be leaving for League of California Cities conference in Long Beach next week.
The Homeless Services Oversight Council will be meeting on Wednesday the 16th. That is a meeting you can join by Zoom if you have a burning desire to do so.
Yes, at the City Finance Committee meeting that Councilmember Newsom mentioned, we did review some changes to the city's purchasing and travel policies, and those will be coming forward to the council as a whole for approval at a subsequent meeting. The Integrated Waste Management Authority meeting for this month is canceled. So nothing to report there. And tomorrow is Ride Your Bike to School Day. So I'll be participating in that. So.
Look at the IWMA canceling meetings. Wow. Nothing to do. Very nice. Yeah, it's about time, right? He's making up for all the other meetings he went to. And Councilmember Darris.
I'm going to have to dust off my bike now, right? I don't have anything to report. I just wanted to make a comment.
All right, thank you. There you go. Let's see. Yesterday, I think Councilmember Darris and Councilmember Borbo, I think both of you and our city manager, we were at Ms. Grant's class in the high school, at Atascadero High School yesterday, not in the same classroom, by the way, Brown Act, but each in different classes and talking about the structure of government, the role of local government, answering questions about chicken restaurants and things like that, and talking about private businesses and private property rights and all sorts of questions. So really, really enjoy that opportunity. Let's see. I will also be going to the League of California Cities next week and looking forward to serving on delivering on a panel with our city manager and talking about effective city manager council relationships. I think that will be a really good session. And then last week we had a slow cog meeting, and really the only thing that came out of that, council will probably remember a while back when CEQA changed. Instead of looking at level of service for traffic congestion, now the concern is all about vehicle miles traveled. And then that ends up putting possible burdens onto developers depending on if their project increases VMT versus decreasing. And so one of the things that SLOCOG looked at from a regional perspective is the potential of say a VMT bank. There were a couple of other options, but the bank seemed to be really the only viable one. But when you study that and you get to the end of it, it doesn't look like a great option at all. Things are too expensive, and then how do you take dollars from here and put them over here? And ultimately, if what is the goal? And it's just very complicated, very expensive. And so, like typical government fashion, we will be studying it more and hopefully just kind of holding off, seeing what other regions are doing, and perhaps a little bit of sanity comes along and saves us on doing something like this. But that's where we are with that. And I think I don't see any individual determinations or actions, any that are not on the agenda.
I stand corrected. Somebody watching at home corrected me. Tomorrow is walk to school, not bike to school day.
Okay. Thank you. Walk to school. All right. Well, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.